I believe the single most important thing I've ever done was to begin paying attention to what I'm grateful for. No matter what's going on in life, if you focus on what you have, you always, always end up having more. Open up to the grace of all that's been given to you simply because you're here and you're breathing, and the energy of your everyday begins to transform in astonishing ways. Welcome to day 13, living gratitude. Feeling thankful from the deepest part of yourself, knowing all that you've been blessed with, taps into the abundant essence of who you are. Your presence and awareness of that wholeness creates boundless happiness, deeper and wider than the word even contemplates. Imagine happiness that big, that rich, that full. It is yours for the having. Deepak will lead us there to a sacred gratitude meditation.
Gratitude is a familiar feeling, one of thanks for the abundance and beauty of life. But when it becomes a state of awareness, gratitude is much more than a quick blessing at the Thanksgiving table or a silent thank you when a bad situation turns out well. That kind of gratitude comes and goes. When you have gratitude that is always present in your awareness, everything changes. You find yourself transformed. Here is how it happens. Ask yourself what you are grateful for at this moment. Most people choose good health, a happy marriage, a secure family life. Whatever you choose, no matter how sincerely, there will be other things that you aren't grateful for. It's not natural for the mind to be grateful for illness and loss, for grief or violence. So we may assign thoughts and feelings of gratitude to the good things over the bad things in our lives. How can we reach a higher state of gratitude? Through a new perspective that accepts life in wholeness. This doesn't mean taking the bitter with the sweet, which is a form of resignation. It doesn't mean trying to be thankful for bad things. Instead, we can begin to cultivate an approach to each day that embraces life as it is, with all of its imperfections. In India, this is the spiritual path known as bhakti, or devotion. Ask yourself a question. When you feel thankful for something, who is your gratitude directed to? Some people offer thanks to God or the universe. Many don't have a specific goal for their gratitude. But this urge to express thanks is the essence of devotion. You can't help yourself. You are so happy to be alive, whatever the reason, that your gratitude spills over spontaneously. Taking the perspective of gratitude allows you to see more and more things to be grateful for. You nurture the feeling which causes it to expand. With a little attention, every day contains passing moments of beauty, love, appreciation, kindness, altruism, honesty, and truth. You become aware of the many blessings, often overlooked, but which deserve to be noticed and to be grateful for. If you offer gratitude from the deepest part of your awareness, you're shining a light into the darkness, allowing consciousness to unfold in you and in the situation you find yourself in. The more light you give, the more you receive. In time, your gratitude has transformed you and everything around you. Then you have transcended duality. All you can see in every direction is light. And when this happens, gratitude has united you with your true self forever. Every moment of gratitude can be used as a step of transformation, which is what our meditation is dedicated to today. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I am thankful for all I have. I am thankful for all I have. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Shreem Namah. This mantra cultivates a feeling of appreciation and gratitude for the abundance in life. Repeat it silently to yourself, Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Just mentally, Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. Shreem Namah. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I am thankful for all I have. I am thankful for all I have. I am thankful for all I have. Namaste.